I'm Buzz Knight on the next Taking a Walk podcast.
First, we're going to be with Aaron Bolin. He is the Director VP of Studio Operations and A&R Administration for the great Curb Music, which has an amazing studio with tons of history. And then on the second part of this, we're going to meet up with Mike Porter. He's the Facilities Manager of 34 Music Square East, which, among other cool things, includes the legendary Quonset Hut Studios in Nashville.
Patsy Cline did the first album she did with Owen after she got out of the Four Star contract. On that album is Walking After Midnight, and it was cut in here. The day they were doing that session, Patsy was 45 minutes late. Owen's got a room full of musicians here. He's getting a little hot under the collar, and she finally comes in. And if you know anything about Patsy, she was a force to be reckoned with. And the two of them locked horns, and there was quite a verbal match going on. And she finally said, "I've had enough of this. I'm not recording for you, son of a bitch, today. I'm going home." So she starts to walk out the door, and all of a sudden I'm forgetting the engineer's name, Mort Thomason. Stoller said, "You can't go home yet." She said, "Well, why can't I go home yet?" And he said, "Because you haven't given me a hug and given me any sugar today." So she went over and hugged his neck, pecked him on the cheek, and he said, "Before you go, would you do a favor for me?" She said, "I'll do anything if you eat more, not these other SOBs. What do you want?" He said, "Would you do one take for me?" She said, "I'll do anything for you, Mort. I'll do that." She did the one take of Walking After Midnight and walked out the door.
Boom.
And that was it.
That's next time on Taking a Walk.